Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Monday, July 13th. Today is National Beans and Franks Day. Any of you comedy fans are going to know exactly where my mind went with that. And that is awful. It's also National Barbershop Music Appreciation Day. Ram-a-ding-dong, ram-a-lam-a-la-lam-a-la. Whoa-ho-ho-bip-ba-dip-ba-do-ba-dip-whoa, life should be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. La-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-dee-dee-da-doo, life would be a dream, sweetheart. See, in the middle there, I couldn't think of the words. So, it's my show. I can do what I want. Best I got if there's not three other guys with me. So, if you hear four-part harmony coming from the kitchen today, do not be alarmed. That's just lunch trying to become entertainment, which is pretty much every day at my house. Come on over, you'll see. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brood Awakening in Big Pine. Coming up, the Eastern Sierra honors the life and legacy of Judd Simons. A new playground opens in Big Pine. Mono County residents can apply for free YARTS bus fare vouchers. And candidate filing begins today for several local offices. We'll also have community programs, job openings, your community calendar weather, and a quick look at the roads. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. The Eastern Sierra community gathered Sunday to honor the life and legacy of Judd Simons. Sierra Life Flight announced a memorial procession route that began at Bishop Airport and traveled through Bishop, including a ceremonial pause in front of the Simons Building and Fire Department. The pause recognized Simons' decades of service and his lasting impact on emergency medical care in the Owens Valley. Judd Simons helped transform EMS locally through Simons Emergency Specialties and Simons Ambulance, trained and mentored generations of first responders, and continued serving as a flight and ground medic with Sierra Life Flight. The community was invited to attend and honor his life, service, and legacy. Inyo County Parks and Recreation says the new playground at Mendenhall Park in Big Pine is now open to the public. The playground was identified as a replacement priority by the Inyo County Board of Supervisors and Inyo County Public Works. New features include a swing set, dome climber, play structure with slides, noise makers, always necessity, climbing features, a 30-foot zip line, a spinner, and new wood chips for safety. The project was completed and open to the public July 1st. A grand opening celebration is scheduled today with the Inyo County Board of Supervisors, Big Pine Civic Club, and the Big Pine community. Mono County says the YARTS Summer Voucher Program is now active for Mono County residents. The program allows residents to reserve free YARTS bus fare tickets for travel from Mono County to Yosemite National Park. For the first time, applications can be completed online. The vouchers cover bus fare only. Yosemite National Park entrance fees are no longer included and must be paid separately. The program runs through September 30th and is available to Mono County residents of all ages. Residents must complete a short application and provide proof of residency. Applications may take up to 5 business days to process. For help, contact Mono County Community Development, 760-924-1800. Candidates filing begins today for several local offices that will appear on the November 3rd general election ballot. In Bishop, 2 full 4-year city council seats are up for election. The seats are currently held by Stephen Mavehi and Karen Schwartz. Bishop council members are paid $500 per month. Nomination papers are available by appointment through the city clerk beginning today with a filing deadline of Friday, August 7th at 5 p.m. If an incumbent does not file or withdraws by that deadline, the filing period for non-incumbent candidates will extend to August 12th. Interested Bishop City Council candidates can contact the city clerk at 760-873-5863, extension 124. Other Inyo County positions will also be consolidated with the November election, including school districts, healthcare districts, community service districts, fire districts, the Inyo Board of Education, and the Eastern Independence Sanitary District. For those races, contact the Inyo County Elections Office at 760-878-0224. Bishop Unified School District is offering free breakfast and lunch to all kids ages 0 through 18. Meals are available every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday through July 31st from from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Meal bags will be handed out curbside in front of the BAC. Each bag includes two breakfasts and two lunches. Parents and guardians make pickup meals for their child only. Otherwise, the child must be present to receive a meal bag. Questions can be directed to Food Service Director Becky Dondero at 760-872-4704. Mondays are hard enough without trying to face them under caffeinated. Brewed Awakening has fresh coffee, espresso drinks, teas, breakfast options, pastries, and plenty of local flavor to help you rejoin society one sip at a time. Whether you're heading to work, running errands, or just trying to remember what day it is, stop by Brewed Awakening in Big Pine. Brewed Awakening, helping the Eastern Sierra wake up, function, and pretend we had it together all along. Southern Inyo Hospital is hiring for several full-time positions. Openings include administrative assistant, clinical medical assistant, laboratory assistant, phlebotomist, physical therapist, skilled nursing RN, and skilled nursing LVN. Applicants can reach out to HR at SIHD.org or visit SIHD.org and click careers to view job descriptions and apply. Cal Fire has opened a $10 million tribal wildfire resilience grant solicitation. The grant supports California Native American tribes in managing ancestral lands, strengthening wildfire resilience, using traditional ecological knowledge, and developing wildfire safety projects for tribal and non-tribal communities. Eligible projects may include cultural and prescribed fire, fuels reduction, forest resilience, restoration of culturally important ecosystems, training, environmental compliance, and fire management planning. Concept proposals are being accepted now and must be submitted by noon on September 8th. Questions can be directed to Cal Fire's Tribal Wildfire Resilience Grants staff. So here's the thing about local news. It does not cover itself. Weird, I know, right? Someone has to follow the meeting, read the release, check the road report, track the emergency alert, call the source, post the update, and explain what it means for the people who live here. When a local business sponsors Eastern Sierra Now, they're helping make that work possible. They're supporting local coverage, community information, emergency updates, interviews, event promotion, and the stories that connect Inyo and Mono counties. And they do that for everyone. Businesses and organizations interested in supporting Eastern Sierra Now can contact Trish Baker at tbaker@easternsierranow.com. There's no better way to help this community. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar, of course, is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue. Some Mondays come with meal planning. Other Mondays come with you staring in the fridge like it's about to reveal some ancient wisdom. Copper Top Barbecue offers ribs, tri-tip, barbecue, and hearty sides that require no guessing. That is ancient wisdom. There's no dishes, no pretending that a handful of crackers counts as dinner. Boom, barbecue is what you want. There's nothing better. Think about it. Caveman starting a fire next to some mountain. He has some pterodactyl or something like that that he's going to eat for dinner. How does he do it? He barbecues it. That's what we've done for eternity. And nobody does it better than Copper Top Barbecue. Copper Top Barbecue and Big Pine, because the week is hard enough without arguing with your refrigerator or resorting to eating pterodactyl. CoppertopBarbecue.com. Go check it out. Oh, by the way, remember this when you get there. Local 20. You'll thank me later. So the Valentine Reserve has several events this week. On Tuesday, visitors can take a guided wildflower hike and see what's blooming early in the season. On Friday, Valentine will host a wildlife tour focusing on animals that call the reserve home, including coyotes, black bears, mule deer, and the mountain beaver. Both hikes run from 9:30 a.m. to noon and are moderately strenuous with about 500 feet of elevation gain. On Saturday, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., guests can watch the sunset from the Sagebrush Knoll and learn about Valentine Camp. Saturday and Sunday will also feature a nature retreat with activities such as dance therapy, yoga, journaling, sound bath, and forest walks. Registration is required for all Valentine Reserve events. Summer matinees continue at the Bishop Twin Theater. This week's feature movie is Tom and Jerry. Shows are 11 a.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Same day tickets are $3, or a $15 pass gets you unlimited admission. Tom and Jerry is probably worth seeing a couple of times. Toyabe Indian Health Project will host a free fishing license workshop Wednesday from 10 a.m. to noon. The workshop will help tribal members apply for a 2026 Native American sport fishing license, free of charge and valid for one full year. The workshop will be held in the Toyabe Conference Room at 250 North CV Lane in Bishop. Participants should bring a California ID and tribal ID. Questions can be directed to Vanessa in Community Health at 872-2622. Inyo County District 4 Supervisor Jen Rozier will host a Wilkerson community meeting Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. The meeting takes place at the Sierra Grande Water Yard at 2417 Sierra Ladera. Speakers are expected from Bishop Fire Board Commissioners, Bishop Fire, Inyo Emergency Services, the Inyo Wildfire Coordinator, County Parks, Inyo Planning Environmental Health, and others. Attendees should bring their own chairs. For questions, call 878-8609. The farm-to-table market returns Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bishop United Methodist Church. The market is presented with Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh and will feature fresh produce, backyard garden goods, homemade treats, local makers, and live music. Chef Christine Kidd will also offer a live culinary experience with demos, tastings, and seasonal recipes. Volunteer opportunities are available through Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh. Sierra Forever's Campfire Talk series continues Saturday at East Fork Campground at Rock Creek. This week's program focuses on black bears and one of the Sierra's most iconic and misunderstood animals. The talk begins at 6:30 p.m., is free and open to the public, and you do not need to be staying at the campground to attend. Programs are outdoors and subject to cancellation. Children must be accompanied by an adult. Live Music Sundays continue at Cardinal Village every Sunday through August from noon to 3 p.m. Families are invited to enjoy live music on the lawn, food from the cafe, and a mountain afternoon at 8,500 feet. Guests should bring a chair, hat, and sun protection. Admission's free. And you can volunteer at Eastern Sierra's Not Your Grandma's Bingo because it returns Tuesday, July 21st at Lackanuckee. This month's event benefit Access MAM is supporting adaptive sports and outdoor recreation for people with disabilities. Registration begins at 5 p.m. and the first game starts at 6. Now here's your Eastern Sierra weather outlook. The region remains in a hot and dry summer pattern, so continue taking heat precautions, especially in the Owens Valley and desert areas. In Bishop in the Owens Valley, expect sunny skies and hot afternoons this week, with highs generally in the upper 90s to low 100s and warm overnight lows. In Mammoth Lakes and the High Country, afternoons will be much cooler than the valley, but still warm for mid-July, with mostly sunny skies, cool nights, and the potential for afternoon breezes. Continue drinking water, limit strenuous outdoor activity during the hottest part of the day, check on vulnerable neighbors and family members, and never leave pets and vehicles. Fire danger remains a major concern across the region. Follow posted restrictions, avoid parking over dry vegetation, secure trailer chains, and call 911 immediately if you see smoke or an active fire. In Inyo County, utility crews will replace poles Wednesday on State Route 136 from US 395 near Lone Pine to the Owens River. One-way traffic control will be in effect, and drivers may see delays of up to 10 minutes. Mono County, one-way traffic is scheduled Tuesday through Thursday on US 395 through Walker Canyon while crews seal cracks on the highway. State Route 108, shoulder closures are scheduled Monday through Friday while crews haul excavated material near the Marine Corps Mountain Warfare Training Center. US 395 near Conway Summit, the southbound outside lane and shoulder will be closed Monday through Friday while utility crews replace poles. Near Sunny Slope, shoulder closures are scheduled Monday through Thursday for vegetation work. Ongoing work continues in Bishop on the Bishop Pavement Project and the City of Bishop Water Main Replacement Project, with lane closures, sidewalk work, and intermittent closures on West Line Street. The Manzanar Pavement Project also continues through Independence and near Manzanar, with traffic shifts at some cross streets, turns unavailable from US 395. In Lone Pine, crews continue sidewalk and drainage work along 395. And near Bridgeport, utility crews continue pole replacements with one-way traffic control and possible 5 minutes delayed. That's your Eastern Sierra Now news for Monday, July 13th. Thank you to Brood Awakening and all that glorious coffee that they supply me with when I can't get up and do this. Thank you so much, Shelly and Chastity. And also thank you, Matt at Coppertop, for all that tri-tip you supply me with after I do the news and I need to eat something for lunch. For more local news, emergency information, interviews, events, weather, and community stories, visit EasternSierraNow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Monday. Enjoy National Beans and Franks Day. And remember, if your lunch and your music both come in harmony today, that may technically count as culture. In the Owens Valley, I would say that definitely counts as culture.